this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Monday, friends. Listen carefully. Listen to the parable. A doe, blind in one eye, was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could. In the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of the hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatmen sailing by saw her, and taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament, "O wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find this seashore to which I come for safety, so much more perilous." In other words, where the doe expected the least amount of danger to come from is where the danger came from. And what she did, in satisfaction to her own heart, she took her blind eye and put it in that direction. When the hunters seen that she had a bad eye, that's the direction that they went to in order to take her out, and that's exactly what they did. The reason I'm bringing this up today, friends, is because patriotism means to stand by the country. It doesn't mean to stand by the president or any other public representative, except to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Now, again, bringing this up for the very purpose, friends, got some emails over the weekend. And interestingly enough, as a matter of fact, they're coming through right now, even as I speak to you, where people are saying that I am bashing the president of the United States of America. Well, it's interesting because I'd ask you the question, was it okay when I was bashing the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama? Well, of course it was. We're so thankful we have Bradley out there doing the things that he's doing. But now that the guy that's in the People's White House has on our favorite jersey, we don't want you to do that to us. Wait a second. Did you not hear what the President of the United States of America, Theodore Roosevelt, said? Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, except exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Fair enough. I would say it's fair enough. I would say it's exactly right on the money. I would say it's exactly true. You know, it's interesting. I brought this story up sometime in the past that I had once a radio station manager approach me while I was calling out Obama's corruption on the air. As a matter of fact, 1,180 times that foreign criminal transgressed our Constitution. Now, just in scope, keep in mind how many fought, bled, and died magnifying the law against the crimes that the American people have conditioned themselves to now accept. Okay? He admitted, this manager did, that he knows President Obama is un-American, reckless, ignorant, dangerous, and even corrupt. And, of course, I agreed with him. But then he went on to say that he is still the President of the United States, and we need to honor him in his office as such. I said, honor him as such? Huh. I said, you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual, regardless of who it is, in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States of America with their own blood. In which, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office swear to uphold that they are now tearing down. And there's some in this country that expect me to be quiet concerning the crimes of this president administration because, after all, they like him better than the last president. Because they're caught up into the political system of the right-left paradigm. Nope, that's your bad. Hey, folks, when Americans tolerate corruption in government, she dishonors the price veterans have paid for us, for the freedoms in which we have. I am, in fact, honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office in which he holds, like it or not. I will never honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her there. And never, 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 never. It's not going to happen. And neither will anyone who is a true American patriot. And by the way, Webster's 1828 patriot means to uphold dying laws. Now, on the other hand, I'll be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the laws of our republic as put forth in our Constitution. As a matter of fact, this is the reason why. When you go to World War I, you'll see that there was 116,506 men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that most people don't know nor care to know. My grandpa was there. World War II, there was 405,399 men and women that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution with their blood, in which most men in this country have no clue as to what it says. Okay? My uncles were there. Korea, there was 38,574 men that were fighting, bleeding, and dying, ratifying the Constitution that most Americans don't know today. Okay? My dad was there picking up body parts out of the water. In Vietnam, where my cousin Charles was killed, there was 58,209 men and women that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution that most men have not taken the time to read. And don't complain to me about how they're fighting unconstitutional wars. That's your bad, Americans, because you allowed Congress to send them in the first place. Don't blame our veterans. What about Iraq? What about Afghanistan? What, 15, 16,000 war? Remember, by the way, Iraq was only supposed to last for 6 years? Or, I'm sorry, 6 months, forgive me. Iraq was only supposed to last for 6 months? How dare you ever speak out against George Bush, a war criminal that capitalized off the Iraqis and their oil, along with Cheney and Rumsfeld and others? No, folks. If anything, seeing their sacrifice should show you what not to tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled upon. And the way that you honor the office of the president and his administration is to bring impeachment and civil charges for any one of their crimes against the American people, namely the Constitution of the United States of America. We'll be right back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to jump over to our YouTube page, do yourself a favor and do so. You'll love the videos, I hope. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Philippians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. The list goes on and on. You know, one of the things I was thinking about today, I was doing my constitutional course again this morning, and I started thinking about some of the comments that our forefathers made of our founding documents. Some would call this a preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, the Declaration of Independence. Some call it the seedbed, which, you know what, all above circle the right answer. They're all correct. And it's interesting because when you read the Declaration of Independence, it's a spiritual documentation. Well, who said that? Well, listen to what the President of the United States of America said, Calvin Coolidge. This was commented, and these comments were delivered on the 5th of July, 1926, at that time to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, which, by the way, many people believe that it was brought forth on the 4th, when in fact it was written up and it was validated and solidified on the 2nd of July. It was proclaimed on the 4th of July. Just for those that didn't know, there's your information. But listen to what President Calvin Coolidge said of the Declaration of Independence. He said, in its main features, the Declaration of Independence is a great spiritual document. It is a declaration of not of material, but of spiritual conceptions. Equality, liberty, popular sovereignty, the rights of man. He said these are not elements which we can see and touch. They are ideals. They have their sources and their roots in the convictions of Christians. They belong to the unseen world. Unless the faith of the American people in these religious convictions is to endure, the principles of our Declaration of Independence will perish. We cannot continue to enjoy the results if we neglect and abandon the cause. With that said, did you know that when the Declaration of Independence was proclaimed on the 4th of July, did you know that the London Chronicle basically wrote in their papers during that period of time that this was a proclamation of war coming from the 13 colonies, our forefathers? Matter of fact, the London Chronicle wrote, advice is received that Congress resolved upon independence the 4th of July, and it is said have declared war against Great Britain in form. Oh my goodness. Also keep in mind, friends, that King George was calling our forefathers rebels, dangerous and designing men. He labeled them terrorists, for those that did not know. And again, listen to what the London Chronicle reported after the proclamation of 4th of July, 1776, to the 13 colonies. Listen carefully. Advice is received that the Congress resolved upon independence the 4th of July, and it is said have declared war against Great Britain in form. Are you kidding me? The London Chronicle reports that they have declared war against Great Britain in form, when in fact that's all King George and Great Britain were doing? Was raising Cain literally concerning our forefathers and the 13 colonies and the less than 3% of the population? I want you to listen to what the London Chronicle and what they've defined as the declaration of war against Great Britain in form. I want you to listen to our forefathers in response, okay? Actually, the London Chronicle is in response of the declaration and proclamation of the Declaration of Independence. Listen carefully. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, and by the way, it's lowercase united, by the way, because there was no corporate America during that time. But it states, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Okay? Keep this in mind while I'm reading the Declaration of Independence, that the London Chronicle proclaimed that this was some sort of declaration of war against Great Britain in form. I go back to the Declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. This is your forefather's statement, friends. This is the documentation. Folks, the Declaration of Independence. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Hello? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, America, it is their duty, America, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Okay? Now, listening to what our forefathers were stating through their proclamation on the 4th of July, 1776, keep in mind that this was a declaration of war against Great Britain in form, reported the London Chronicle. Now, I'm going to go and I'm going to read off the usurpations, the violations, the repeated injuries of that of the king across the pond that our forefathers would no longer submit to in any sense of the word. Listen carefully. He has refused to assent to laws, to agree to them, to approve them. The most wholesome and necessary for what? The public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent, his approval, should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. You ever notice today, friends? First of all, we can go to the first one. You guys are all out there talking about a wall that was promised to be built. That was the first thing that was supposed to be done over, 17 months now? And they're still talking about what needs to happen. And we've all heard just last week how that wall was going to be paid for by Mexico, and it was going to be built 10 feet higher. And then we were told how it was going to be built, but we're going to end up paying for it, and then we're going to reimburse it. And then we were told by Donald Trump and the present administration that the wall would cost about $4 billion. Then it went to $5 billion in different interviews, and then $6 billion, $8 billion, $10 billion, and then it went all the way up to $25 billion. And also keep in mind what just recently took place is a bill, again, a reminder, on December 15th of 2016, a bill was drawn up to literally by Paul Ryan and Barack Hussein Obama to avow funds on taxpayers' backs, you and me, to that of our avowed enemies, both within and without. Okay, that was just passed, and it was called a National Security Act just a couple weeks ago by the present administration as well. Okay, talking about how he has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his approval should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. You ever notice that Congress and senators, the bills that we're seeing through the CIA-controlled media that are being thrown on us all day, do you realize that that is not the function of American governments, 99% of the things that they're talking about? They have no business passing these bills because we never delegated authority for them to do so in the first place. So how is it that they're doing it? It's called ignorance. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Isn't it interesting when you look at quotes like this of Abraham Lincoln? Folks, it's interesting as well how the bad guys will use quotes, and of course they do that because they want to make their light shine over their darkness somehow. They want to divert people away from what they do simply by what they say. And they know people are simple enough to take them that way. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. But listen to what Abraham Lincoln said, and this is so foreign to the American people today. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. The men that pervert the Constitution seem to be the problem here. And it's interesting how people are so ignorant today to actually believe that when you stand up against tyranny, those that represent we the people stand up against their violations of their sworn oath. For some reason, other people that are calling them out, they're the bad guy. They're the rebels. And again, nothing's changed, folks. We've seen this for thousands of years in this country. People just don't have enough common sense to actually do their own homework. But what I've been doing over the last two segments, friends, is highlighting the Declaration of Independence and quotes of our forefathers concerning why it was written in the first place. The London Chronicle, after the proclamation of the Declaration of Independence by our signers and 13 colonies, and again, less than 3% of the population, stated that it was declared war against Great Britain in form, when in fact, while we're reading through these usurpations, folks, of the king and his obstruction of justice, and his acts of tyranny, he wanted everybody else to believe that those that were resisting his tyranny were the bad guys. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what he called them. He called them dangerous and designing men. He called them terrorists for refusing to submit themselves to his repeated injuries and usurpations. And when you see what our forefathers resisted, it's amazing what the American people have succumbed to over the last 243 years in this country since this proclamation. Because it far surpasses anything that our forefathers would have put up with in any sense of the word. You've surpassed it, friends. Going on to... It doesn't get any more obvious than this, does it? No, it really doesn't. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be, his approval should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish, give up, forfeit the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. Of course. Of course. And folks, you're seeing this today by what you call the left, who are attempting to disarm you, when in fact this administration has already put out gun manufacturers, friends, out of business. See, remember the analogy that I gave you concerning the dough at the very beginning of the show? It applies to exactly what we're talking about today. A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could. In the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatman sailing by her saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded the doe. And yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament: "O wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find this seashore to which I had come for safety, so much more perilous." And it's exactly what you're seeing today, folks. America is asleep because they are putting their trust into a man. And the Bible clearly says, cursed is that man. I told you we just got back from Arizona and California about a week and a half ago. Tea parties all across the country, they're dormant now for the most part. Why? Because Donald's in office. And Scripture clearly tells us that when the enemy sleeps, while men slept, the enemy sows tares. Yep, while they sleep. Yep, like the doe. I least anticipate any danger coming from this administration. Go back to sleep now. And that's where your fatal blow is going to come from, friends. Rest assured. And it's already happening today. Even considering the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, again, that was sold to you, folks, by Donald Trump, which was actually contrived under Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan. And folks, keep in mind, we have Romney Care, we have Obamacare. Now it's called the American Health Care Act. It's the same bill, friends. It's the same bill. And rest assured, they're going to try pushing it down your throat, too, under another name, because they know that you're asleep for the most part. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, this is what our forefathers threw off. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. We've seen that quite a bit under George W. Bush. We've seen that quite a bit under Barack Hussein Obama. More usurpations our forefathers threw off. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. Folks, who's trying to disarm you today? The invasion of the rights of the people. You have rights, America, not privileges. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions from within. Just seen in the paper today, folks, thousands and thousands of illegals coming into the United States in the present, right now. I thought all that was going to stop. No, what you're being told and what's happening are two different stories. Now, the Declaration of Independence, the usurpations our forefathers threw off, he has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. No, folks, not only are we seeing that, but we're seeing quite the opposite. We're seeing judges now literally tear down and play the activists from the bench in America rather than discover and apply. They are now creating, they're tearing down the Constitution and recreating it in their own images. So we have far surpassed that. The usurpations go on with King George concerning our forefathers and why they wouldn't submit. He has made judges dependent upon his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount in payment of their salaries. Well, we can see that the forefathers addressed that in Article 3, Section 1, because if they didn't sit during good behavior, Article 2, Section 4 came into place to remove them. Going on, he's erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Can we say the IRS? I mean, folks, you know what's interesting is got an ATV. Got to get tabs for that. Got a car. Got to get tabs for that. Go get gas. Got to pay taxes for that. Driving on the road, already paid taxes for that. Got to pay property taxes, paying taxes for that. And you know as well as I do, you don't pay taxes, folks. You know, you're in deep, deep trouble. And it shows you the bloodline to their corruption in so many different ways. But, folks, that's for another show. If I was to sit here and highlight all the taxes that we pay. Some states you go to, not only are you paying all these taxes, and many I haven't even named yet, but then you have to pay for polls, as if to suggest those that represent we the people, friends, bought those roads. No, we paid for them already. And then what they do is they put polling across the road, so you have to pay again. It's called double dipping. It's called gouging, friends. I mean, we're being taxed to death. Look at your paychecks, friends. I mean, it's just so over the top. It's just like, what belongs to me anymore? Well, and then you hear in the background, you hear your representative saying, I'll decide that. No, folks. I said earlier during the show, isn't it interesting? Government has its hands in so many things today that it has no constitutional authority delegated to it to even have any part to play. Their purpose, again, is to restrain men from transgressing God's moral law. Hello. Enforcing the standard of right and wrong according to God's moral law, Exodus 20, and maintaining law and order. That's it. That's it. And yet we see them doing this and that and this over there and that over here. And it's like, whoa, where are you getting all of this constitutional authority from the people to do the things that you're doing? And they say back, here's another answer back. Well, they don't know the difference. That's why we do it. That's right. That's exactly right. But everything you do and everywhere you go, it's almost to the point of, are you kidding me? Going back to the usurpations, he has kept among us, King George, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. Those armies were sent to keep them in submission to the will of the king across the pond, of course. He is affected to render the military independent of superior of the people to the civil power. So again, King George would have absolute rule over the people with the use of the military. We're almost done with it. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, also the main architect for the Declaration of Independence, said of the Declaration, "Let the annual return of this day forever refresh our recollections of these rights and an undiminished devotion to them." That's exactly why I'm hitting it today. We should be talking about this once a month and the price paid every day for our freedoms, because if we did that, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. London Chronicle called our forefathers, those that were declaring war against Great Britain in form of the Declaration of Independence, when in fact, throughout the Declaration of Independence, you can see clearly why our forefathers threw off this corrupt king across the pond. And then we read 75% of this documentation, nothing but the usurpations and repeated injuries against our forefathers. Yet the king was having the people in London, namely the media during that time, report that our forefathers were the terrorists. They were the ones that were declaring war against them, when in fact the opposite is true. And hopefully, to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you're hearing and seeing exactly why our forefathers threw off that system of corruption. Going on, he has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and acknowledged by our laws, giving his approval, his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. We're seeing that through Homeland Security. We're seeing that through the TSA, folks. It's a complete violation of the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment. Going on for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us. That was to control the colony's friends for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. Well, we're seeing that as well, folks. CIA, FBI, going on for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. No, they're just doing it as they pick and choose as to who they want to do trade with for their own gain. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. Are you listening, America? For depriving us in many cases of the benefit of trial by jury. How many times have we seen judges usurp the jury and coach them through the process of his ended prediction in the sense of his verdict and how it would line up with what he wanted to happen during that case? For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. That's all they had to do is say, hey, listen, this is what this person did, regardless if they did or not, and they would be tried for it. They would bring them to England and try them for it. Going on, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing there an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it as once an example and a fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering our fundamentally the forms of our government. The American people made light of it when Barack Hussein Obama came back from his little tour as a senator after 144 days mysteriously running for the presidency. Raised $250 million to do it, and he won. And 5 minutes before he took office, the people's White House, he said that he was going to fundamentally transform America. But America laughed it off. And also keep in mind when he was on that little tour of his, isn't it interesting how he told the American people that he was on a 57-state tour in the United States of America, and the American people laughed it off, not knowing that there's 57 states in the Muslim nations. Going on for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. They want to rule the roost. They want every facet of your life covered under their subjection, friends, under their authority. They got it completely backwards in this country, friends, and you've let them do it. You've let them do it. He's abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. Well, since September 11th, who's been under attack, America? But that's all we had to do is listen to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, when he said, when tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. But America didn't want to pay attention to that neither. And then your government goes attacks a country that never did a thing to us on pretended offenses. And they made billions of dollars off of it. And the American people are setting themselves up again to allow it to happen again and again and again. And ever since I've been born, friends, I've seen war after war after war after war, decade after decade after decade after decade, to make millions and billions, in some cases trillions of dollars, off the ignorance of the American people. Well, it's your sons and daughters going to fight their unconstitutional wars. You can't make that up. And then you try to convince yourself that they died heroes in many cases. And I'm not aiming at our veterans in any sense of the word. But what I'm talking about and what I am aiming at right now is the people that complain about these wars, yet they do nothing to stop Congress before they actually send our kids to war. King George has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation. It's also interesting to note that many people believe, knowing that there's 35 jihadi cells in America today, reported by Fox News, friends, back in 2009, which nobody's talking about. You have 35 jihadi cells in America today. You have those in the Middle East with the doors wide open because your representatives are luring them in on a bill that Donald Trump just signed, just for your information. Not Barack Hussein Obama. He dared not do that. Not Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan didn't sign it. Many believe that these people are coming into this country for the very purpose of a future war. And if you look to our northern border friends and our southern borders, you're going to have some serious problems because now you have the Trojan horse within, which is no longer a Trojan horse because they're not doing it in the cover of night or in the cover of dark anymore. They're doing the light of day. And you even have sanctuary cities, which are completely unconstitutional that you know of, and you laugh it off. And folks, again, pay attention to what the cruel dictator across the sea was attempting to do to our forefathers and was, in fact, doing to our forefathers during that time, which they threw off. You're seeing much of that today. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their own countrymen, to become the executioner of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrection among us. He has excited domestic insurrection among us. How many administrations have been busted sending in provocateurs to create domestic insurrection in America? Over and over and over and over. What do you think false flags attacks are, friends? To stir the people up. And has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for the redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be a ruler or the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature and to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations which would inevitably interrupt our connections and our correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, lowercase u, in General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, due in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown and all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Abigail Adams said, "May the foundation of our new constitution be justice, truth, and righteousness. Like the wise man's house, may it be founded upon those rocks, and then neither storms or tempests will overthrow it." And of course, she got that from none other than Matthew 7:24-28. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.